This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Halliburton will take it. The back pedal, a three for the win. And
I got to make sure he got all the way behind the line.
That's right.
He certainly got it off in plenty of time.
Oh, I think that's a two.
That is a two. You're right.
I think that's going to be a two.
That only ties the game. That ties the game. Here is a three for the tie. Short. Caught by Hart. Out to Towns. To tie. No. Rebound. Fought for. Loose. Bridges has got it. Clock is ticking. Out of bounds. It's Indiana's ball with .2 to go.
Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller there as part of the call. From MSG, the Pacers, back from the dead, beat the Knicks last night. If you went to bed, did you go to bed?
I did when it was 14.
Yeah.
With maybe, 5 minutes left, three minutes left?
I was watching. They're pulling away. It was nuts. And then one of those ones where, like, I checked the score in bed to see if the game had finished up, and I see overtime. Like, wow, all right. Anyway, stat of the day. We'll give you the stat of the day. It's on the Pacers. Stat of the day powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Teams that were down 14 or more in the final 250 of regulation.
Okay. 14 or more.
Yeah. In the last 27 years.
In a certain round?
Regulation.
Okay. Doesn't matter, playoffs,
Playoffs, sorry. Regulation of the playoffs, down 14 or more.
Right, so just any playoff game, I'm saying. Doesn't matter, first round, second round, third round, finals. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
250, you're down 14.
Okay.
That had happened 970 times in the last 27 years. Teams in that spot were 0 and 970.
Wow.
There's something about this era of stats and information that when your team has an epic collapse, you feel horrible enough, and then you were just nonstop beaten down with, oh, wow, you're the first team in 970 teams to do that. Incredible. The Pacers. The best part of that highlight for me, Sal, you're old enough to remember Reggie Miller doing that to the Knicks at the Garden. Iconic moments.
Yes.
Reggie Miller laughing when Halliburton hits that call, is, to me, revealing. It's very much, man, he loves that that happened. He loves that that happened.
When I watched the highlights this morning, that's one of the first things I noticed rewatching it, was listening to Reggie Miller laugh, and then I noticed the choke sign
that
Halliburton gave and said, oh, my God. And did he look at Reggie? Did he look at Reggie? Did he look at Spike? He looked at someone.
Maybe.
Earlier, Reggie looked at Spike when he did it.
I think earlier in the game, I saw Halliburton hit a big shot and then point to Reggie. It's almost like Reggie Miller is, you know, he can't say he's on the team, but, you know, he's kind of on the team.
Uh-huh.
How could you not be? Right?
Right. It's the same series, the same teams.
Yep.
Where he made the iconic plays at Madison Square Garden when he hit those three pointers, stole the ball, got the ball back, hit the three pointers, did the choke sign, Spike Lee, all that. Like, it just fits. It's that story.
Yeah.
I played on Extra Point Show a couple days ago, Jer. I don't know if you heard it. It was fantastic. Josh and I played the open from the Game 7 of 1994 on NBC, and Bob Costas and the storytelling about it. Like, this is Knicks Pacers. This is something we saw a lot of, quite a bit of, in the playoffs in the 90s. It was Knicks, Pacers, and Bulls, basically. And they were going to match up in some way, shape, or form every single year. And it was John Starks and Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason against Reggie Miller and Rick Smits. And it was, this is it again. And we're back here.
Yeah.
And I think it all fits.
It's beautiful. It's totally, I love that Miller is there. You know, there's some people that don't like it when you know someone on the call might be a little biased. I don't really care if I know that guy played for that team. There's no illusion here. If Reggie Miller did not care who won, I would think that's weird. And I also don't think this is some sort of trial where you need to recuse yourself from the actual coverage of the game. Like, go ahead, put a Pacers all-time great on this broadcast. Why not?
Did you see what Paul Bissonnette did on the pregame the other day?
Yes, yes.
I mean, he was praying and lighting candles with Leafs players on the candles.
Yep. I like it. It
becomes a cool part of their show and shtick and broadcast.
I think so too. It shows us that they still care, and they care a lot. And whether you grew up rooting for that team or you played for that team, that those ties, those bonds are so strong. And for Reggie Miller, like, I don't really care if the Pacers or the Knicks win the title. I'd be happy with either one of them winning the title. But if they did, I'd want it for Reggie Miller. The same way that if the Bills win a Super Bowl, we're going to see Josh hugging Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, like, it. Even the guys that don't play here, of course, like, they're still on the team. Yeah. You never stop being on the team, to a degree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So I thought last night was awesome. It's just great. And the atmosphere there in the garden, I don't know. Is it the only place where when they start showing the famous people that are there that I don't think, who cares? Because I just want to see who's there. Everybody was there. John Hamm, who else? Saw a number of
Probably Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller was there. Patrick Ewing was there. Larry David was there. You know, it's a who's who. Tracy Morgan was there. You know your famous Knicks fans. 99.8% chance to win with 3:44 left in the fourth quarter.
Analytically, unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Halliburton shot. I did not see it till this morning. By the way, part of the reason I went to bed at the time I did, I was watching the Yankees and Jason Dominguez hits a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning.
I saw you tweeting about that.
And he owes a bomb to the upper deck. Like, oh my God. So go to bed. I'm like, while I'm doing this, let me just check in on the score because I knew it was the Knicks were pulling away. And I thought to myself, if it's close, I'm going to watch the last few minutes. Put it up, 14 points. Nah, it's not close. I got to get up early to do the morning show. I'm going to bed. Turn it on today. Watch the highlights. After I read the story, it said Tyrese Halliburton hit a shot to tie the game. Then I watched it and said, this is Kawhi Leonard-esque.
Yeah.
This is a Kawhi shot where you're waiting and the difference is not sitting on the rim. It literally bounces up off the rim and then comes down. Then I didn't realize until I got here, Jeremy, that they changed that from a... Because originally when I watched it, I thought they were down three maybe when it happened. They were down two.
Yeah.
It was a three-pointer. They thought they won, right?
Yeah.
And then they gave him a two.
Yeah, and then they had to kind of like gather themselves and go to overtime.
Which is tough.
Yeah, I imagine it was. They win. Jeremy and Joe sells in for Joe today. We're talking about a couple different things. Got plenty going on with the Bills being announced for Hard Knocks. Sal points out the Bills have not yet confirmed that, which, you know, they ultimately will because the NFL has chosen them and HBO has chosen them to be on Hard Knocks. They're not the in-season Hard Knocks. If you had to choose, which would you choose? And if the Bills had to choose, which do you think they would choose? In-season or training camp?
Oh, I think training camp.
You would choose training camp.
I would choose training camp. It's over. It's done with. You did your thing.
You say goodbye.
Yeah, you say goodbye. I mean, the NFC East, the entire NFC East, is doing the in-season Hard Knocks. So it doesn't focus on one team for 18 straight weeks. I mean, maybe it does in some capacity, but it's really just kind of divided up.
Yeah, they did the North last year.
And that being said, like I wouldn't want that if I was a team. Like every single week at my facility, like you have ups and downs. You have a lot of things that happen throughout the year. And yes, it's great to highlight those ups. But when those downs happen, you don't want people around and showing things that are happening and you know, the emotions. It's just then it does kind of get in the way. Marty's right. It's a distraction. When Marty called earlier, no doubt, it's a distraction. Everybody will tell you, it's why the Bills don't want to do it. They've never wanted to do it. It's a distraction, but at least it's a training camp distraction where you're trying to get stuff done and practice, and then it's over by the time you get to the regular season, and you don't have to worry about it anymore, think about it anymore.
Yeah. And you've got a veteran coaching staff, and there's a you know there are rookies coming in and some new faces, like Joey Bosa. There's another name that could be a fixture on Hard Knocks, right? Bosa, his first season in Buffalo, hoping to stay healthy. Like, they might check in on him, and that might be for Bills fans. If they were to check in on a number of players, I'd want to know the rookies, Bosa, Josh Palmer, you know, the new guys. Show me as much as you can of the new guys, and Bosa would be at the top of the list on guys I want to track.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a guy, too.
How he's doing, how he's feeling, what it's like being on a new team for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
Jump into a different team after playing his entire career to this point with the Chargers. Michael Hoyt. Well, yeah, those guys
Michael
will be,
Hoyt has a really big personality.
Yeah.
And that'll be cool to highlight him, too.
And they'll be at camp before sitting out those six-game suspensions. So it'll be a chance to kind of see them. 803-0550.
Let's check in on the bullpen where Pablo asks, Sal, how upset are Bean and McDermott about having to do this? They have to be fuming. I mean, I don't know if they're fuming. I don't think they want to do it, though. They have always maintained the stance of this is not something we'd be interested in. Now they're here.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's about fuming. It's about, okay, this is not something we want to do, so we have to figure out the best way to do it so it does not get us to a point of distraction. Competitive edge to our opponents. That's something I've always thought about. People talk about distractions. I think Hard Knocks can be a competitive edge and disadvantage. We've watched Hard Knocks where that year a team played against the team on Hard Knocks and said, we picked up audibles watching Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Like, those are things that you have to be careful of.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they want it, probably not. I would say, however, and maybe this is the first year the Bills don't really need this, have the GM and the coach ever been more media present? They're doing interviews all the time. Like, they are, the Bills have kind of softened up their tough exterior, I think. That's McDermott to a point, and Bean being out there, whether it's McAfee or Pardon My Take, or I mean, you see the Bills GM and the Bills coach out in the media all the time. So it's not like they need more exposure here. But to me, there's a part of me that wants to say they're better than ever in their media savviness, and maybe that helps them handle this a little bit better. So we'll see. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Paul coming up top of the hour. We'll recap the Amerks and what's going on with the Amerks. They lost last night in Game 3. So Amerks update at 7 o'clock with Paul and the latest on Bo Byram as well. It's Jeremy and Joe. Sal is in for Joe today. And we're taking your calls at 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.